Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Safety in school crossings has been a contentious subject as of late, as some parents and drivers for school buses aired grievances regarding drivers on the Sterling Highway in and near Soldotna not following proper procedures for stopping when a school bus is picking up or dropping off students. Lieutenant Dwayne Cant for the city of Soldotna tells KSRM that when buses are stopped on the five-lane highway portion of the Sterling Highway, drivers don't stop when the stop sign is illuminated.
Folks on the Sterling Highway passing school buses that are stopped to pick up students and they have the red lights going and the arms out. They're not passing on the same side as the school bus, but they're like, if the bus is on the northbound side of the highway, they're all the southbound traffic, a lot of them aren't stopping even though they're required to, because although the highway is five lanes wide in that area, it's not divided by a physical divider, so they are required to stop.
Cant also said,
the reason the complaint came to my attention specifically is because I know one of the local bus drivers, and he makes a stop directly across from the police department every morning, and it happens quite frequently, and he asked me if I could sit out there and stop some of these folks, and I sent one of my guys out to do it, and he saw a half a dozen cars do it that day and was able to, I think he stopped one, and then we went and stopped one the next day. But I mean, obviously we can't do it every day, and I'm more interested in education than being punitive.
Traffic law indicates that a driver that approaches a school bus stopped in a highway from any direction needs to stop when its red lights are flashing and only can proceed when the flashing lights no longer are illuminated. U.S. Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and Lisa Murkowski, also a member of said committee, introduced the Ban Russian Energy Imports Act, which would prohibit the importation of Russian crude oil, petroleum, petroleum products, LNG, and coal. Companion legislation will be introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives. Senator Murkowski at the press conference.
Putin is not afraid to weaponize energy. He's been doing that. We've seen it all along into this lead up. And there's been an approach and a policy from this administration that says, we don't want to do that. We don't want to put that on the table. Well, I'm sorry, sir. It's already on the table, and it's been put on the table by Putin.
The Ban on Russian Energy Imports Act would include,
no more Russian energy should come into the United States for the duration of this bloody, horrifying, and unprovoked war against Ukraine. And there should not be a single additional American dollar allowed to finance these atrocities. So the president has said, I'm going to use every tool in the toolbox. Mr. President, the one tool that might just force Vladimir Putin to sue for peace here.
In 2021, the United States imported an average of 670,000 barrels of oil and petroleum products, with a high of nearly 850,000 barrels per day in June 2021, with imports up nearly 25% last year from the year prior. The U.S. also has imported Russian LNG and coal, despite having some of the largest reserves domestically. The office of Senator Murkowski said that this import strategy puts American national security at risk and supports Vladimir Putin's ability to stay in power. The act would declare a national emergency specifically with respect to the threat of America's national security, foreign policy, and economy that exists because of Russian aggression against Ukraine.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.